tomorrow, we'll discuss some more about the rewards of suffering well. So I definitely want you to be sure to join me. All right. Now, taking a look at this whole issue of aging and diseases and what can be done really and truly about both aging and diseases. So here we go. They've developed this drug that can increase the levels of NAD plus in the human body. And that NAD plus, they've said, can really help this whole process of slowing down the aging process, as it also delays all major diseases. That's what they're hoping for, to delay and extend people's lives as a result, and those lives be healthier lives. Here's the thing. Even if that team's drug proves to delay the onset of age-related diseases in humans, effectively prolonging the human lifespan. By the way, let me throw this in there. I know that for some people, it's not just a matter of how healthy they may not be into old age. And when I say old age again now, you know, we used to see age 50 and age 60 as old, sure enough, old. And now we're really and truly, and I say we, people in general, in America anyway, in other parts of the world, are seeing 50 and 60 as being young. So now old, we're talking about, again, for the purpose of this conversation, 100 years and beyond. You want to say, you prefer to say 90 and beyond? Okay, cool. 90 and beyond. I know that for some people, it's not just a matter of how healthy their bodies will be. It will also be a matter of how strong they are financially. And of course, sometimes financial strength can be associated with physical well-being, because if a person is stronger financially, very often, not always, but very often, they can also be better off mentally and emotionally, because they don't have some of the stressors that come with not having enough money. And as a result, they can, not saying they necessarily will, but they can be healthier physically as a result. But for some people, it's not just a matter of physical health. For some people, it's not necessarily even a matter of financial well-being, but they're looking at the condition of the world morally and otherwise. Things that definitely are not going to be fixed. You know, people hating, etc. And there are a lot of people who don't want to live 100 years, 120 years, and live in the midst of all that madness, all that drama. I get it. Okay, but moving on with what they're looking into. Even if Sinclair and his team have this drug proved to delay the onset of age-related diseases in humans, effectively prolonging the human lifespan, it won't be marketed as an anti-aging pill. That is, at least not unless the U.S. Food and Drug Administration, also known as the FDA, accepts that aging is a treatment. The FDA approves drugs for specific indications or recognized medical conditions. For example, the indication for a statin drug like Lipitor is cardiovascular disease. The indication for a statin drug, a medical condition for which drugs like Lipitor can be used, is cardiovascular disease. That is a medical condition. It is a medical condition. The cardiovascular disease is a medical condition for which statin drugs like Lipitor can be used. One of the indications for Xanax is anxiety disorder. Anxiety disorder is a medical condition which can be treated. And Xanax is one of the medications that is used to treat anxiety disorder. One of the indications for Xanax is anxiety disorder. While the FDA approves drugs indicated for age-related diseases like cancer, type 2 diabetes, and dementia, it does not recognize aging itself as its own indication, at least not yet. In June 2015, a group of scientists working under the American Federation for Aging Research met with FDA officials to make an ambitious proposal. Instead of approving a drug for one or two indications, they wanted the FDA to give their blessing to a clinical trial that would test a single drug's effectiveness at preventing all of the major age-related illnesses at once. One drug that could deal with cancer, cardiovascular disease, dementia, and type 2 diabetes. Now, you may be thinking, okay, that sounds like a pipe dream. Well, I'll tell you what I'm going to do. I am going to tell you more about this pipe dream the next time. We're going to continue this discussion next week. And I want you to find out what they said about this. And you see where they're going with it. If cancer, type 2 diabetes, dementia, all of which can be brought on in association with aging, can be dealt with by one pill, will they be able to say that aging itself is a disease that can be treated? And I'm going to tell you, even whether they say yes to that or not, just thinking that cancer, cardiovascular disease, dementia, and type 2 diabetes can be dealt with by one pill, that sounds promising to me. More on this next week. Stay with me, though. Up next, let's talk. Well, I was planning to talk about, in this next go-around, antibiotics and how they can get help. But you wanted me to continue this discussion. Okay, that's what we'll do. Back in a few.